State and local officials participated this week in the opening of a new $4.4 million railroad underpass linking heavily used bike trails in Northampton, Massachusetts. The city also was awarded a $400,000 grant by the state this week to address climate change vulnerability. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz. He explained the significance of the new tunnel connecting bike trails once separated by railroad tracks used by high-speed trains.
It's outstanding. This is actually something that the city has been thinking about and advocating for close to 40 years. Really honing in on it about 25 years ago when the Norwalk Trail was built and figuring out a way, how do we safely connect people? Because it is a major hub connecting, our trail system west of the underpass, which is about 16.3 miles of trail, and then 11 miles to the east of the underpass. And, it was funny, I was out here with Secretary Pollack during the construction, and it was like, I promised her it wasn't staged, but all these bikes were zipping by, and including people who were carrying their bikes over the track, which is the other important reason for this thing. Now that we have a high-speed passenger rail that's returned to Northampton along this corridor, it became even more critical that we have a safe way for people to get under the tracks at this major, bike hub. This is a project that's been a long time coming. I think it's a great addition to our overall rail trail network. We're about to launch Valley Bike Share. We've got some of the bikes here today. Again, this will be a way that people that are using the bike share network can connect to Amherst and South Hadley and Northampton. So I think it's a great day, and we're really thankful to both the federal money that helped pay for it, and also the state for constructing it and carrying it through to completion.
And as you noted, it's biking isn't just recreational in Northampton. It's also part of the commerce up here.
It is. Actually, Pedal People just went by. Pedal People, who's our bicycle-powered trash cooperative that not only picks up my trash at my home, but actually we have a contract for them to pick up trash and recycling in our downtown. And so there's a lot of people. It's a tourism. It attracts people here for tourism who come to ride our trails. With the college, it's an important transportation. And there are many people who commute. I have a person who works in City Hall who lives in Amherst and commutes by bike every day. So this is a path that they take now safely to get here. So just every aspect of it. And when we talk about climate change and how do we reduce our contribution to climate change, 25 to 30% of our contribution to climate change is transportation. It's carbon emissions. And so the more we can encourage people to get off bikes, to get it out of their cars and use non-motorized transportation, the better. It's also healthy for you as well. I mean, in so many ways. So this is a great project, not only to enhance safety, but to encourage people to get out on this incredible trail network that we've built.
And I have to note, since this is on the radio or on the podcast on the internet, I have to note you're wearing a bicycle pattern tie.
I am
today,
actually, so. And actually, it's a bicycle pattern tie, and it's written here on the back. It says, "Manpower transportation is on average the source of 25 to 50% of your carbon footprint."
I think we need to change that to people power, don't we?
Yeah,
or
maybe.
Person power.
But I should say person power. And this is a Nicole Miller tie,
okay.
Special collection, I think, for climate change that my wife picked up for me. So seemed appropriate for today's occasion.
Purple, and it's very nice.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Yeah.
If I could ask you another question, there was another significant piece of environmental news in Northampton this week. You received $400,000 for a sustainability project. Can you talk about that? Where'd that money come from, and what are you going to do with it?
Sure. Yeah, there's a project, there's a program through the state called the Municipal Vulnerability Preparedness Project, or MVP, and the city has been at the forefront of planning for climate change, particularly mitigation and adaption to climate change. What that grant is going to allow us to do is some more actually green infrastructure as a way to try to handle stormwater using green technology. techniques, things like rain gardens and other techniques that we now want to incorporate into our construction, because we know that we're now getting these more and more heavy storms and higher rainfalls. So stormwater and flood control has become a major focus. It's in a focus for the entire state. So this grant is significant. It's an acknowledgement of all the planning we've been doing. We're in the middle of a larger planning process called Resilient Northampton, looking at this. And so it's great to receive those funds. And we're going to hopefully build other related projects that are going to help increase our resiliency to storm and flood events.